Djokovic drops a rare first-round set against 18-year-old phenom Holger Rune. Pablo Carreño Buster is out, taken out by American underdog Maxime Cressy. Silver medalist Karin Khachanov gets upset by Lloyd Harris in a 5-set marathon. Plus, other news from the US Open Day 2. This is Setpoint. Day 2 of the US Open is done and dusted a few hours ago with some major developments. Let's begin with the most unexpected result of the day, Djokovic dropping his set to Rune. For the first time in a while, Djokovic showed signs of some weakness in a first-round match at a major, dropping his serve twice and losing the tiebreak in the second to 18-year-old Dane Holger Rune. Rune is still relatively unknown to the wider tennis world, but the talented next-genner has been tearing through the Challenger Tour like a fist through a wet paper bag in the last 4 months. Since May, he's made 4 Challenger Finals, winning 3 of them, and 2 of them he won back-to-back just days before playing in the US Open qualifying draw. He's making a lot of noise in his Grand Slam debut, ripping a set from the world number 1 in front of the New York crowd at Arthur Ashe Stadium. The first set went about as expected, ending 6-1 in Djokovic's favour in just 26 minutes. Djokovic showed some great hands at the net, including a number of serve and volley plays. Set 2 is where the drama began. Djokovic struck 5 double faults in the set, trading a couple of breaks with Rune, who played some impressive flat and aggressive forehands. High tensions in the tiebreak now, 4-3 in favour of Rune when the Dane struck the perfect backhand drop shot, leaving Djokovic to scrape the ball off the floor into the net. Rune wins the second set tiebreak 7-5, flurrying the New York crowd into a frenzy. Sadly, there's a bittersweet ending to this matchup. Rune calls for a trainer during the changeover at 4-1 in the third, Djokovic leading, but was denied medical timeout as he was cramping in his left leg. The 18-year-old looked to be in more and more pain as the match went on. His ability to move went quickly down the drain. His average first serve speed dipped by 5 miles per hour from 111 miles per hour in the second set to 106 miles per hour in the third, and then sadly to 99 miles per hour in the fourth. The match was pretty much over from this point, with Djokovic sweeping the third and fourth set in under an hour. Nevertheless, this has been possibly the best Grand Slam debut that Holger Rune could have hoped for, to take a tiebreak set from the world number one and one of the greatest of all time in front of thousands on center court. He should be very proud of himself, and perhaps we'll see more of him in the coming years. For now, Djokovic is through to the second round, where he will face Talon Griekspoor on Thursday. When I watched Pablo Carreño Buster in Winston-Salem last week, I thought to myself, how does anyone ever beat this guy? Well, it turns out that 24-year-old American serve and volleyer Maxime Cressy has the answer. The pair went for close to 4 hours in 5 sets, and like a true Hollywood blockbuster, Cressy saved 4 match points, with the match ending at a razor-thin tiebreak 9-7. There are some truly staggering stats from this match. Cressy struck 44 aces. Yes, 44. My eyes nearly popped out when I saw this stat, especially against Carreño Buster. On average, that is 1.7 aces in each service game, or 1 to 2 aces per game. Absolutely insane. Cressy's fastest serve in the match is 139 miles per hour, or almost 224 kilometers per hour. Some serve bot style serving right there for the American. Unbelievably, the madman struck 5 second serve aces. Cressy struck a mind-boggling 81 winners to 35 unforced errors, meaning that over half of the points Cressy won was from a winner. It was a clash of styles, Maxime Cressy charging the net like a bull and Carreño Buster possessing one of the most consistent baseline games on tour. Cressy showed some old-school hands and crafty play today, approaching the net almost 100 times and winning 66% of points there. Massive congratulations to the exciting American. He will take on Georgia's Nicolas Basilashvili. Moving now to Lloyd Harris's win over Khachanov. In my US Open preview, link in the description, I predicted Khachanov to overcome both Denis Shapovalov and Carreño Buster to reach the quarterfinal. It turns out that I was very wrong, as the South American took him on a 5-set adventure in the upset. The two are neck and neck in terms of the stats, with Khachanov actually winning one more point than Harris, 124 points total versus 123. Clearly though, Harris won more of the points that truly counted. There was a bizarre point at 2-0 third set where the pair engaged in a 36-shot rally, ending only because Harris left a neutral cross-court backhand that clips the back of the baseline. Harris manages to close out the last set 6-2, moving on to round 2, where he will face American qualifier Ernesto Escobedo. Let's quickly recap the other results today. Sebastian Korda can't seem to get a break, retiring his match in the second set against Nicolas Basilashvili. According to Sam Goodwin of Yahoo Sports, Korda's agent confirmed that Korda was suffering from stomach issues, calling for a trainer mid-match and even asking for a bucket to throw up in. Sounds like he's in some pretty bad shape right now. Let's hope he recovers well in time for the rest of the season. Alexander Zverev beats Sam Querrey in 3. Denis Shapovalov triumphs over Federico Delbonis in 3. Matteo Berrettini fends off 2 tiebreaks to beat Jeremy Chardy in 3. Hubert Hurkacz takes the win over Igor Gerasimov in 3. Jannik Sinner finds a win over Max Purcell in 4. Taylor Fritz takes the win over friend, rival, and 14th seed Alex de Minaur in 4. Gael Monfils wins over Federico Coria in 3. Oscar Otte upsets 20th seed Lorenzo Sonego in 4. Aslan Karatsev beats Jaume Munar in 4. Riley Opelka takes down Soon Woo Kwon in 3. Mackenzie McDonald defeats 27th seed Davi Goffin in 3. Alexander Bublik claims a win over Yannick Hanfman in 4. Andreas Seppi beats Marton Fucsovics in 5, ending in a 5th set tiebreak that went to 15-13. Crazy stuff. Wildcard Zachary Zvider, ranked 716th in the world, scores a win over Marco Cecchinato in 4. Congratulations to Zachary. Corentin Moutet claims a victory over Stefano Travaglia in 3. Kei Nishikori finds a win over Salvatore Caruso in 4. Roberto Cabas Baena wins against Tommy Paul in 4. Ilya Ivashka takes down Tennis Sandgren in 3. Dennis Kudla defeats Laszlo Jere in 4. Lorenzo Musetti beats Emilio Nava in 4. Albert Ramos Vinales fights off Luca Pui in 5. Steve Johnson drops the first set to Maximilian Martyra before sweeping the match in 4. Ernesto Escobedo beats Pablo Cuevas in 3. Jordan Thompson beats Gianluca Magher in 5. Jack Sock loses a tight tiebreak in the first set against Yoshihito Nishioka before taking the match in 4. And Talon Griekspoor takes out Jan Lennard Struff in 5. Two high-profile matches tomorrow are Daniil Medvedev against Dominic Kupfer and Stefanos Tsitsipas against Adrian Mannarino. Roberto Bautista Agu faces Emil Ruusuvuori, which might turn out to be really interesting. If you've enjoyed listening to this US Open installment of Set Point, please consider supporting this podcast on my support platform, Buy Me A Coffee. Head on over to buymeacoffee.com/setpoint. Once we reach $200 before the start of the 2022 season, I will prepare a feature pod, Andy Murray's Path to Turin 2022. Exciting stuff, let's hope he makes it. My name is Amos, you've been listening to Set Point. See you tomorrow.